Well, tell us how life is.
Life is great. I know a lot of people have us favored or at the one of the few teams favored to win the Super Bowl, which is a great honor. And with the new stadium going up as well, that's something that we're just really excited about. And you know, finally have shaken off the Steeler loss. It was really tough because it was a hard loss to take for me. I think in 35 years, it was, you know, I really think that we had our best team that I had ever seen, and it was tough to lose at home. But I think we addressed the kicker position with Vinatieri, and we thought Mike Vanderjack was outstanding, but Vinatieri's younger, and he's just an outstanding kicker, and he's probably better on kickoffs, so we may be able to save a roster spot and not have a kickoff specialist. So I think we're at least as good or possibly upgraded there. And also I think at the running back position, we have actually added more speed to the running back position, and it's going to be a more dynamic big play possibility because Joseph Addai is a 4.45 guy. He's a speed guy, and Dominic Rhodes is too. Dominic is not as big as Edgerrin and not as powerful, but is a very fast and elusive runner.
We're talking to Jim Irsay on what he calls his favorite radio station, 92.3 WTTS. We appreciate that. The stadium, I drove by it the other day. It just seems like it's popping up out of nowhere.
And the thing about it is it's really a special, special building. I mean, this isn't a building, I don't want to say just another new stadium. First of all, there's going to be more people in this stadium, probably about 6,000 or 7,000 more people, if not 8,000. And certainly when the dome is closed, it's not as small of a building. The old dome's about 990,000 square feet. This is almost 1.8 million square feet. So it's literally, you could almost fit two of the RCA domes into this building to give you some idea how large of a facility this is. But I think it will be. We have great fans, and the fact that the way it's constructed, that it's a very intimate arena as well in terms of the sight lines and those sorts of things.
Turning attention to music now with Jim Irsay on WTTS. You told me you just got back from Malibu. You were in Malibu. You've been working on some new stuff with some of John Mellencamp's old guys. And tell us about the new song you've got that we're going to play here on WTTS.
Well, it's a new song. It's been in the can a little bit, and we've, you know, mixed it as of late. And it actually kind of is a bit autobiographical, going back many years, but I'll say several years, and maybe not many years. Somewhere in between, we'll leave it mysterious. But Mike Wanchek, it's always great working with him. He's a great producer and great player, and you know, I always joke that I let John Mellencamp borrow my helicopter, and he lets me borrow his band, but I'm not sure who gets the better deal, but I think I do. When I was going into the studio, a friend of mine, Victor Murgatroy, who produced early Creed records and actually just finished working with Clive Davis and is back in Los Angeles now, but, you know, he kept saying, you know, Jim, there's not a bridge, you need a bridge, and I said, you know, Mr. Tambourine Man doesn't have a bridge. Every song doesn't need a bridge. And so, and I didn't hear one in there. But when we got into the studio, I did hear something else in there. And actually, I heard a rap in there. And since I am not a rapper, I promise you I can't rap. So we did talk about it. And Mo Z was in the studio. And, you know, he's such a great keyboard player. And I said, Mo, you know, can you rap? And he was very prideful and said, you know, damn right I can, you know. And so we talked about it, had a little talk about what was on my mind and different things. And you know, we put that into the song, and it just kind of came together really great. So I really like the song. It's a very personal song, and I just enjoyed making it. And we always have fun when we're in the studio over there.
Well, it's a very cool sound, and are you going to play this at any point in a live setting for an audience? Because I've got some ideas for you.
Well, you know, you never know. I mean, you know, maybe the opening of the new stadium is possible. I would guarantee, you know, 68,000 people, which would be nice. No, that won't happen. They want to see Peyton play.
Maybe more like the Rascal or After Work sometime.
Yeah, I like to. It's fun playing live. I don't do it a lot, and there's a certain energy when you do that, though.
Well, we need to talk. Get you in front of a small crowd of WTTS listeners. They'd love it. Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brett.